Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Oren Steinbrook, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming Kenilworth Day celebration coming up on Saturday, October 5th. So, Oren, thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's kind of run through the schedule of events. So you think things get started early in the morning. Well, not that early, 10 a.m.
It's a Saturday.
That's early for a Saturday, but you start with a coffee hour. So what can people expect from that?
Yeah, that's going to be at the old company store out on our big, beautiful porch there. We've got a nice view and just want to have an hour for people to come hang out and have a cup of coffee with their neighbors. That's the idea.
And then the next activity, I'm a really big fan of it when I was researching Kenilworth Day, and you're doing a landscaping work party, so you're doing a bunch of different projects throughout Kenilworth, kind of looking to improve the city. So what are some of those projects people can expect?
Yeah, Kenilworth's kind of a unique situation because we have three public parks, but we're sort of responsible for stewarding them on our own. So once or twice a year, some neighbors get together, and we just go to the parks and try to keep the weeds down, clean up the litter, trim the trees. So that's what we're going to be doing, just some general landscaping maintenance, nothing fancy. So if people want to help with that, they can bring some work gloves and, you know, a rake or a shovel, and that'll be helpful.
And it's always fun at these community celebrations to see people taking the time to give back. And I just love seeing things like that. And then after that, you'll do that for a few hours, and then you'll have a potluck dinner. Now, what should people expect from this potluck dinner?
Yeah, it's just a chance for people to break bread together, get to know each other. This is the only time during the year that we have an event like this, a chance for the whole town to congregate. So we're going to do that at the store again. If people want to participate, just bring a little something to share. No alcohol, please. It's a sober event. And then I do want to mention that if people are planning to attend from outside of Kenilworth, to make sure you park in the northwest corner of the town where the old baseball field used to be. That's really the only place that we have public parking. There's nothing on the street, so we just have to be really careful about that and respectful of all the people that do live in Kenilworth.
And then kind of rounding out the day after that potluck dinner, something I was a little intrigued by when I first saw it. You're screening two horror movies in Helper, so you're just moving a little bit down the road. But can you give us a preview of what these movies are about?
Yeah, we got three to show you. So two of these short horror films were shot at the old company store in and around Kenilworth. And we were planning on hosting a just little cast and crew screening just for fun, but I thought, why not do a fundraiser for the park, since we actually could use a little bit of financial help, specifically to preserve and restore the historic fireplace structure that's at the entrance to Kenilworth. So we're just, for fun, inviting everybody who wants to check out these short films we made to come see them at the Rio Theater that evening, Saturday the 5th. The screening will start at 7:30. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Total runtime is only about an hour long. And we'd love to see you there. If you'd like to RSVP and buy tickets in advance, you can find the event on Facebook.
And then how much would tickets cost?
Just $5, trying to keep it real affordable. So good date night for you and your sweetheart. If you don't have plans that night, come on out.
And I can't think of a better place to show this than in Helper. I mean, you just finished having the recent 100 Years of Film in Utah exhibit at the Helper Museum. And it really helps show that Utah, and especially the Castle Country area, is one of those hot spots for film in Utah. And then let's kind of close out by talking about the importance of keeping community traditions like this alive.
Yeah, gosh, there's so much I could say on this topic, but you know, Kenilworth Days is a long-standing, decades-old tradition. This is something that people did for generations, and I think that's something that we value throughout Utah, is the importance of community and having these celebrations where we have a chance for people that live in one neighborhood or one city to get together and build community that way. I think it's especially important nowadays when we risk, you know, falling into disconnection and isolation. A lot of people are very lonely, and it's become, because of technology and the illusion of connectedness that we have through the internet and social media, I think it's more important than ever that we maintain our traditions and these opportunities to get together and build community in person.
Now, Oren, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
That's it. Just if you'd like to come, it helps to if you can RSVP online. If you want to search on Facebook for my name, Oren Steinbrook, that'll lead you to the event page and invites. And again, just if you're planning on coming from out of town, try to park in the ball field and be respectful of all the neighbors there. Kenilworth is very sensitive about its community, and we like our peace and quiet. So this is the one day of the year where we're going to open it up to the public, but that's all.
Well, Oren, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Oren Steinbrook, and we were talking about the upcoming Kenilworth Day celebration coming up on Saturday, October 5th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Old Company Store. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.